And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by technical editor Kara Pace and educator Lori Fisher. This is KALW.
Ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this.
And it's gotta be Dana Rodriguez, our host and moderator.
Everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely weekend. And we do hope you can spend an hour of your very valuable time with us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So that's what we are hoping for, your participation. We'd love to hear from you. We have two numbers, area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. We'll be taking questions on just about every subject, with the possible exception of sports and rock and roll, just to keep it on a higher level. And but we welcome your questions on all other subjects. And we also want to tell you that you can email us if you don't, if you can't get through on the phone. We prefer to talk to you because we enjoy that. But if you do want to email, that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear us in live stream, no mystery there. That is at kalw.org. And of course, Damien, one of the most competent people at the station, the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time after our show today. And that will be at kalw.org. And probably a lot of other places, but start with KALW. That's always appreciated. Once more, the numbers, area code 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. And I urge you to give us a call as soon as you can. Sometimes we do get a little crowded toward the end of the show, but we would like to hear from you as soon as possible. If you have a question, we'll be giving, or you can answer one of our questions. We'll be throwing those out soon. And that's just my word of advice for the day. All right. We're going to start with the round of introductions. And here is the first. Kara Pace has been in a helicopter a few times now, but the subject of presidential candidates has never come up.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, talked about many other things, but never about presidential candidates, as far as I recall. In order to be on today's Minds Over Matter, B-Boy Fish, a.k.a. Lori Fisher, had to unfortunately relinquish his position on the U.S. break team and is happy to let the kids dance while he is on the show uninjured.
I am uninjured and letting the kids go. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, will be starting his rhythmic gymnastics training any day now. He already has the ribbon.
That's right. That was the first thing. I got my ribbon. So
it looks lovely too
behind me. All right, and we will start the questioning with Kara Pace.
My screen back up. All right, here we go. I have a multi-part first question, and all of these regard the list of the world's 100 most visited art museums, 19 of which are in the U.S. and 5 of which are in California. So what I would like to know is, A, which 5 California museums are among the 100 most visited art museums in the world? B, I want to know the most popular art museum in each of these 3 cities, Bentonville, Arkansas, Chicago, Illinois, and Grand Rapids, Michigan. And C, there are 4 museums that are named for and primarily devoted to a single artist. I'd like you to name the artist and the respective locations of the museums. So once again, of the 100 most visited art museums. What are the five that are the are five are in California? What are the art museums in Bentonville, Arkansas, Chicago, Illinois, and Grand Rapids, Michigan? And what are the four museums that are named for and primarily devoted to a single artist?
Maury?
Well, let me take two guesses and then be out. Is the De Young Art Museum in San Francisco on the list?
It is. The De Young Art Museum is among the 100 most visited art museums in the world.
And then in Chicago, well, it's got to be the Chicago Art Institute. I'm only thinking it shouldn't be there because you wouldn't ask if it was something different, but I'm going to go with the Chicago Art Institute.
I will allow the answer. It's the Art Institute of Chicago, or ARTIC.
All right. Take it over, Dana.
And that is correct. As featured in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, correct.
Well, one of the ones you must be thinking of in terms of one artist, a major artist, is there's a Dolly Museum in Florida, right? Is it Florida? I think it's Florida.
There is a Dolly Museum in Florida, but it is not among the 100 most visited in the world. Of the four museums that are primarily devoted to a single artist, the world list is back in play.
Okay.
And the in fact, none of them is in the United States.
The one in Arkansas is the Crystal Bridges. It's the Walton funded museum.
It is. Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
They have a lot of money and they're throwing it around to create an art museum. And I'm sorry, if you just go over your question once more for me.
The five museums that are art museums that are among the 100 most visited art museums in the world. So we still need four more from California.
Well, it must be the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Is that one?
Yep, that is on the list.
Yeah, and then maybe the not the Norton Simon, but the Getty Museum, probably.
Yes, the Getty Museum in L.A. is also on the list.
All right. Okay. All right.
Stop. Leave the rest out?
Yep.
Yeah. And then the four museums dedicated to a single artist, all of which are not in the U.S.
So just one other point. You mentioned Grand Rapids, and I know there's a Grand Rapids Art Museum, but I don't. That's not the one you're thinking of, though, right?
It is not.
I have a guess, but I'll leave it to the audience. We'll see. I think Grand Rapids is famous for this thing, and I suspect there's a corporate tie-in. Would that be correct?
There is a corporate tie-in, yes.
Okay, let's leave it to the audience.
Okay.
Chris just emailed and wondered whether Diego Rivera Museum, but that's in Mexico City. And you weren't looking.
These are world museums.
Okay.
For the four artists.
Yes. For the single artists, the entire world is in play. Diego Rivera Museum is not among the 100 most visited museums in the world.
Well, the Picasso might be one. The Picasso Museum. And but there's more than one, I think, of those. All right. I can't remember. It's in the south of France, I think. But I think there's more than one museum, too.
Is Dana getting credit for the Picasso? I can't tell.
Picasso Museum in the south of France is incorrect.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And Laura, you go ahead.
Okay. It's not a sports question, but it's sports adjacent and close enough with the Olympics still going on. I'm going to give you the name of, I think, six really famous people who aren't necessarily famous for being in the Olympics. I want to know what sport they participated in. In some cases, it's two sports. I'll give you the list first and then take one or two guesses each. Johnny Weissmuller, Jim Thorpe. Both Johnny Weissmuller and Jim Thorpe have two events, and I want to know both. Benjamin Spock, Dr. Spock. George Patton, who became General George Patton. Harold Sakata, who is known as Oddjob in the movie Goldfinger. And Jessica Springsteen, who is Bruce Springsteen's daughter. So Johnny Weissmuller and Jim Thorpe have two sports each, and Benjamin Spock, George Patton, Harold Sakata, a.k.a. Oddjob and Goldfinger, and Jessica Springsteen all were in the Olympics. Some of them won, some didn't. Have at it.
Well, You said Johnny Weissmuller was two?
Yes, two different sports.
Well, I don't think he was one of the summer plus winter. So I know one of them is swimming. Is the other one athletics?
No.
One is swimming. Try diving.
Not diving.
Oh, it's not diving. Okay.
Not. I thought it would be, but it's not. So swimming is one and athletics is not one.
Okay.
And athletics, just for people, that's track and field, and that's not one.
And Jessica Springsteen, just because she's a famous person's daughter, I'm going to go with equestrian.
That would be correct. Won a silver medal in the Tokyo Olympics. Very good. All right. Dana, what do you got?
Well, so it's not Weissmuller's is not water related?
It is water related.
So there's swimming, there's diving, or are you talking about a specific race, like a breaststroke or a back?
No, not a specific race. A different event that takes
water
place in
polo?
The water. Yes, he was on the water polo team and won a medal for that. Yeah, and it was not rhythmic synchronized swimming either.
So there is still no male rhythmic swimming, right? Or artistic swimming, I think.
A crime.
This was the first year they were allowed in, and none made their country's team. Hmm. Somebody came close from America. Anyway, yeah. So we're looking for Jim Thorpe, Dr. Spock, General Patton, and Harold Sakata.
Well, Jim Thorpe was in more. I mean, wasn't he in at least three different areas?
I'm going to duck the question and say kind of, sort of.
Thanks, King.
Which is a hint, a kind of, sort of.
According to Burt Lancaster, anyway. Let's see.
It's in the movie. One of the events is in the movie.
And but Spock, I know Spock was a rower.
Absolutely correct. He won a gold medal for being on the American crew team in 1924.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So leave the rest out. We have two sports for Jim Thorpe, George Patton, and Harold Sakata, a.k.a. Oddjob and Goldfinger. Audience, have at it.
So James is on. This is for you, Kara. James is wondering if Los Angeles County Museum of Art, which I think I mentioned, and then the Huntington Museum is one of them.
Good for him. Yes, it is true that you mentioned the LA County Museum of Art, and it was indeed on the list, but he does get a bell for
Huntington.
I'm sorry, you said James, right?
James, yeah.
James, yes. So James does get a bell for Huntington Library, Art Museum, and Botanical Gardens in San Marino, California.
He also asked about the Museum Pompidou in Paris and the Munch Museum in Oslo.
Neither.
Okay. All right. Good. And let's go to a call. Hi, Aaron Meiser.
Hi. Good morning. So this week we celebrate two sad incidents that happened many years ago. In October, August 6th and August 9th. Which incidents were these two incidents?
Well, one was my birthday.
Happy birthday, Dan. Okay, what is the other?
No, it's quite an incident. And then your birthday the year before that. Those are the two.
Yeah.
Which incident we're talking about?
That's the dropping of the atomic bomb.
Yes. In August 6th, Hiroshima was dropped. Was atom bomb, August 9th, then Nagasaki was dropped on the atom bomb. All right. What was the fuel? What was the make of the Hiroshima bomb? What element?
Plutonium.
No.
Uranium.
Uranium-235. All right. Well, he has the answer for his other one. What was the fuel for the Nagasaki bomb?
That one's plutonium.
That was plutonium-239. Okay, why are we advised to take iodine pills if you live through or close by one of these explosions? Why do you take iodine pills?
Radiation poisoning?
Yeah. What is the most dangerous three elements produced by the fission explosion? One of them is iodine, of course, iodine-131. But there's two others. Do you know which ones?
I don't.
Plut- time's short. All right. Cesium-137 and strontium 90. Okay, where does iodine-131 goes? What part of the body? This is really important stuff because we are very close to having a nuclear war. Iodine goes to what part of the body?
Your liver?
No, thyroid. Thyroid. That's why I take the pill. How about cesium? Goes everywhere.
Liver.
Blood. How about strontium?
Liver.
No, the bones. And you know, the sad thing, this thing lasts forever. I mean, if you get strontium 90 in your bones, you'll die with it in your bones. They're very long radioactive material. How many people supposedly were killed in Hiroshima bomb? Roughly, they keep increasing it, but the last figure, how much? How many people?
You mean in the immediate aftermath of the bomb? You're not talking about long term.
No.
Was it 35,000?
Actually, the order is up to 160,000. Many people died.
What?
Yeah. And how about Nagasaki?
Probably similar.
No, it's lower. Supposedly 70,000.
75,000.
So really open for questions a lot. So all of us have to play for peace everywhere in the world. And I'm not sure that our leadership is working very hard to achieve that. Okay, very, very quick other question. The Battle of David and Goliath had two other incidents are very similar. Which ones?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Okay. Where did the Battle of David and Goliath happen? What part of the world?
It happened in the Sinai.
No.
Wasn't where? It? Part of what?
Yeah. Tell me what part again? Sorry, I didn't hear.
What part?
He didn't hear you.
He said the Sinai.
Yeah.
No, it is not Sinai. Very close.
Huh.
In the news today.
Hmm.
I've been in the news for the last 8 months or 10 months.
He wants you to say Gaza.
Oh, in Gaza. Yeah. Yes,
of course. Very strange. Like this took like part of the word. All right. What other famous battle happened there which saved the whole world? Again in Gaza. It's called Battle of July Spring. Actually, in Hebrew or Arabic, it's called Battle of Goliath.
No, you have to tell us. And we're running out of time here, so you have to.
Okay, sure. All right, so it happened between the Mongols and Egyptian, where the Egyptian won the whole battle and destroyed the Mongols pretty much forever. They remained in power. But please, everybody, pray for peace because we are very in close. The doomsday clock is very close to midnight. Thank you. Always good, great show.
Thank you, Ed. Always the
cheer us up.
Start the show.
Yeah.
And okay. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Feel free to give us a call. I'm sure whatever question you ask might be just slightly more cheerful than that. The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Our panels today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teacher at Dabo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right. All that being said, let me give you a couple questions. So, found this in the New York Times this week. What are the four countries to have only one athlete competing at the Paris Olympics?
Wow.
There are four countries that have one athlete competing at the Paris Olympics.
Is one of them Papua New Guinea?
It is not.
Okay. I know there's at least one that's in the Pacific, like the Southern Pacific, I think. I'll just say Pacific.
Have any of them won medals? Do you know?
That's an interesting question. think that one might have won a bronze, but I'm not absolutely certain about that. Ooh. I should have looked that up. Yes. So what are the four countries who have only one athlete competing at the Paris Olympics?
What about Tonga? Actually, I think they have, they have like three.
Yeah, they're a little more active.
Yeah.
Okay. And second question.
How about Vatican City? Do they have any?
No, they do not say that.
My favorite guess.
I'm sure that their Olympic outfits would be amazing, though.
They would be, especially in artistic swimming. I think they'd be great. Okay. Sorry.
Second question. What are the two most visited tourist attractions in the United States that are also complete movie titles? So what are the two most visited tourist attractions in the United States that are also complete movie titles? In other words, the name of the movie and the name of the tourist attraction are exactly the same. Nothing added.
What about Kevin Kline and Steve Martin's Grand Canyon?
No, that's not one of the most. So but obviously there was a movie made of that, but it's not one of the most anyway.
I don't know if this would count as an attraction, but how about Nashville?
No. There's no city specific.
Okay.
There are definitely places, and I will say that they attract more than 40 million people a year.
Ooh. And are they buildings or are they natural places to visit?
They are both.
Well, there's no way the Alamo gets more visitors than the Grand Canyon.
The basement does.
It might.
So well, the Alamo. You can guess that then. I'm not gonna.
I'll guess the Alamo. Coming from here,
not the Alamo.
Dana sometimes is a little bit cagey about those.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So once more, what are the two most visited tourist attractions in the United States that are also complete movie titles? In other words, the title of the movie is exactly the same as the title of the tourist attraction.
There's a movie called Niagara. How about that?
You know, I thought about that, but that's
half a bell.
It's Niagara Falls that is.
I know. Well, try to squeeze it in there. All right.
And the first question was, what are the four countries to have only one athlete competing at the Paris Olympics? One athlete. So, and you shouldn't assume that they're all tiny countries necessarily. Although there are a couple of tiny countries there. All right, I'll give you one more because I think you're going to get this right away. At least you'll get most of it right away. What are the three national flags not allowed to be shown at the Olympics in Paris?
Belarus, Russia.
Russia.
And, Belarus and Russia.
I knew you would get those two. What are the three national flags not allowed to be shown?
Well, Russia isn't. Go ahead.
Is Afghanistan one of them? Because I know the one of the refugees is Afghanistan.
They have a team.
Do they? Okay, I'm just mostly because I just watched the women's breaking and the refugee candidate who was 17th was Afghani.
Russia's not in the Olympics, right? They're prohibited.
They have some athletes under a different
athletic thing.
Yeah, they're on the other flag, not the refugee flag, but the unaffiliated flag.
Okay.
So once more, what are the three national flags not allowed to be shown at the Olympics in Paris?
Is South Sudan one?
No. Okay. So far we have Russia and Belarus, and I will say that the one that you haven't gotten yet have won a couple of medals. So
did North Korea?
Not North Korea. They're there.
Well, as you say, they've won a medal. So the country that's banned is there, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're there. Okay. Yeah.
Are they there under a different name? Or is this the Taiwanese team?
That is correct. It's okay. Yes, you cannot show the Taiwan flag, although the team is there and they have won a couple of medals.
Yeah, but they're there. They're just under a different name. It's like, I don't remember what their name is.
No, you can't. They're, for some reason, they There must be some sort of diplomatic kerfuffle about it. They can't show their flag.
So if they win a medal,
story that they ripped the flag. Somebody in the stands had a Taiwan flag and they ripped it out of their hand the other day. So
if they win a medal, they don't raise their flag on the podium. Is that right?
I guess not. Yeah.
Wow, that's something.
Yeah.
Good question.
All right. So you got that. So once more, what are the four countries to have only one athlete competing at the Olympics this year? And what are the two most visited tourist attractions in the United States that are also complete movie titles? In other words, the name of the tourist attraction and the name of the movie are exactly the same. So,
and once again, Grand Canyon, the curious guest, didn't count because why?
There's
two more visited
the two
than those
most,
two.
More
visited. Okay. More than the Grand Canyon. Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
I mean, Lori, think about this with me. Like the most visited national park is Great Smoky Mountain. There's no Smoky Mountain movie.
Okay.
No, okay. Right. Sorry. I'm thinking right. of national
no, that's
parks.
Good. Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's no Disneyland movie. I'm trying to think of
There is Tomorrowland, which technically I suppose could be very visited.
Yeah, that's good.
What about that's that? Tomorrowland.
But that's part of a larger thing. So yeah. That's part of Disneyland. So you'd have to say Disneyland. But no, it's not Disneyland. Yeah. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Miser.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
I guess for the museum devoted to a single artist, how about Van Gogh in Amsterdam?
Van Gogh in Amsterdam is indeed correct. Nice job.
And I have a question as well. There are three U.S. presidents that were born in the same year. Who are the presidents and what was the year?
Oh, interesting. So is the year in the 19th century or the 20th century?
It is in the 20th
century. Or, it's Trump and Clinton and a third, right?
I missed the first part. Clinton is right.
Clinton, Trump, and there's a third, right?
Yes, that's right.
Well, Obama. No, Clinton's older than Obama.
Yes, Clinton is older.
They have to be 78 years old now. Bush.
Yeah, George Bush.
There we go.
That's right. All three were born within 2 months of each other.
Interesting. That's good job, everybody.
Thank you. Great show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Miser. Are you there?
Hello. This is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi.
I have a guess on the museums. Is one of them the Picasso Museum in Madrid?
Oh, right artist, wrong city. I don't know that there was one in Madrid. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Barcelona?
Barcelona, that's correct. So there's the Museu Picasso Barcelona, and that is indeed one of the most visited museums in the world.
Okay. So I have a couple of questions. One of them is an Olympic one. Paris hosted the Olympics now three times. What other city has hosted, and what years were they?
I mean, what other city has hosted three times?
Yes.
Okay. I believe London has.
You're correct. Do you know the years?
Well, the 2012.
12,
yeah. 1920?
1920? No, the first one was earlier than that.
Okay.
1900, maybe?
1908, maybe?
No.
1908, yes. So you
all
need right. the one in the middle.
The 1948?
Yes, very
right, good. Yeah.
Get a bill on right. that. I called a couple weeks ago with a question about the most populous country that had never won a medal, and I think it got asked again last week.
We did. We got it twice.
Oh, see, that's what happened. I wasn't on 2 weeks ago, so yeah, I didn't realize.
That's how I knew the answer was Bangladesh.
Yeah, this time I'm wondering what country has made the most trips to the Olympics without winning a medal?
Isn't one of them Monaco?
It is.
Oh, nice.
And would you care to make a stab at how many trips it has unsuccessfully made?
Well,
this includes both Winter and Summer Olympics.
They've been in every one for, is it 100 years?
Do you want the number of Olympics? Because we're in the 33rd Olympiad right now, I believe.
And is that separating summer and winter?
Yeah, 33rd? I'm looking for that number, but that's the number I'm looking for. Trips has Monaco made so far unsuccessful in attaining a medal?
So was 30, was, Kira guessed 30, 33, is that too low?
It's actually a little too high.
Oh.
Okay, so I guess maybe they have not contested at all of them, so.
Yeah, maybe they missed some winter. I don't know if those are counted separately. How about 25?
I'm looking for a number in between, and you're close enough. It was 32.
32, oh. All right.
All right.
32.
Definitely within that 10% rule.
Yeah, and while I was looking that up and running across some information about Monaco, Monaco has a distinction that the World Bank cited a couple years ago. Anybody have an idea of what that might be?
I think it has the highest... the highest annual income of its citizens?
Highest GDP at $241,000.
Yeah.
But it also has a tiny population of only 36,000. So that I'm sure helps with that. All right, well, thank you very much. I really enjoy the show.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you with a question or answer. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And we're halfway through the show. So let's quickly repeat any questions that are still out there. Kira, we'll start with you.
Okay, so of the world's 100 most visited art museums, 5 of them are in California. 4 of them have been named. I'm looking for one more. We already have the Getty Center, Los Angeles County Museum of Art, De Young Museum in San Francisco, and the Huntington Library Art Museum and Botanical Gardens in San Marino. Looking for one more. Also, I am looking for the name of the most popular art museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan, or which is in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And finally, there are 4 museums that are named for and primarily devoted to a single artist. And I want the name of the artist and the location of the museum. And so far, we have the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam and the Museo Picasso in Barcelona, looking for 2 others, neither of which are in the U.S.
I'll guess Grand Rapids. Is there a Kellogg cereal museum of some kind?
Oh, see, I was so excited because I thought you had the answer. No, it is not the Kellogg. It is not. That's okay. They're Battle Creek, aren't they?
Oh,
Kellogg's
yeah.
Battle Creek?
They are Battle Creek.
Oddly enough, one of the helicopter rides I took was in Battle Creek, Michigan.
And you did not talk about presidential candidates there.
We did not. No. Yeah.
I'm looking for the fake. Go ahead.
Anything to do with Grant Wood? Anything like that?
No. And he is Iowa.
Iowa, okay.
And I am looking for famous people who participated in the Olympics. Jim Thorpe participated in 2 sports. I'm also looking for General George Patton, or the future General George Patton, and Harold Cicada, who played Oddjob and Goldfinger.
Harold Cicada, was he, I know he's built like a tank. Was he wrestling?
He was not a wrestler.
Was he, what about a shooter?
He's not a shooter. Not a shooter.
Shot put.
He's not a shot putter.
All right.
That would have been fun, though.
Yeah.
Shot put would be a fun fact if that were true. It's true.
Odd job, shot put. But not, yeah, it didn't work out that way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's
okay. So,
oh, did he throw his hat? Could he be discus? Because that'd be amazing.
You know, that would have been great because he did throw a hat that okay. was like a discus, but that's not it either.
That's too bad.
All right.
All right. Just looking at the emails here. Peter did guess the Van Gogh Museum, so give him credit for that. Patience is wondering if the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art is one of the museums.
SF MoMA is not in the top 100.
Okay. And she also though. Mentioned Van Gogh. Chris is wondering about Jim Thorpe. Is that decathlon and pentathlon?
He's got them both. And that's why you think of multiple events. Good decathlon job. 10 events, pentathlon 5.
All right.
Very good, Jim.
Ellen also mentioned the Van Gogh Museum and the Rodin Museum. Is the Rodin Museum?
No, not the Rodin.
All right. Carlton says it isn't pronounced athlete. So, wrong about that.
Did one of us pronounce it athlete?
Probably. It was probably not.
Probably.
Danny is wondering if Graceland is one of the tourist attractions.
Ooh.
That's a good one. But it, no, movie? It's not Graceland.
I don't know the movie. Do you?
It's a concert movie called Graceland.
Okay. How about 42nd Street?
The bridge? Oh.
No.
That answer is groovy.
And Peter is wondering about Mount Rushmore, as if it's not Mount Rushmore. And one athlete at the Olympics, they were Chris guessed St. Lucia, and it's somebody from St. Lucia did win one of the track races the other day.
Their first gold medal.
Yeah. And Carlton was wondering the Salvador Dali Museum. So, but I think we went through that, right?
Well, it was just a Florida one. Yeah. Florida wants a different one.
All right. But he doesn't, no, he didn't, did he say where it is? No, he didn't say.
Okay, well, then I think he's still listening. You said Carlton?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Carlton, you write in with the city and I'll let you know if you're right.
Okay. Right. And Rita's wondering the Andy Warhol Museum at Pittsburgh.
Oh, so good. No, there are actually two Warhol museums in the world, neither of which is on the list.
Oh, all right. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Are
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everybody. Is the Grand Rapids Museum, is that the Ford Presidential Museum, Gerald Ford?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Lori was on the right
track. I didn't know if it's there.
I don't know that it's in Grand Rapids, actually. I don't know where it is, but that's not it.
No, okay. And then let's see, I don't know, Dana, I read that article about the four countries, so I don't know if you want me to answer it, because I think I know them.
Well, you can give one, that's fine.
How about Bolivia, since they just had the marathon, and I know it was the marathoner.
Oh, no, not Bolivia. That's
no.
No.
Oh, it's some other B. Belize. Is it Belize?
Belize is one, yes.
The one. Okay, yeah, with the marathoner, yeah. Okay. And let's see, that's actually... Oh, and did you get the name for Taiwan?
Yes.
The national flag, I think.
Oh, yes, we did get the national flag.
Well, he has the official name.
But they perform under Chinese Taipei.
What do they call it? Yeah.
Chinese Taipei.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. And then for the movie, what about Petrified Forest?
Yes. Good guess. But no.
Okay. And then let's see. I've got a question, one of those, you know, you guys rank them in the order of oldest to newest. And I'll give you 6 items, okay?
All right, okay. Oldest to newest. All right.
Yeah, so we'll have Chibata, Chupacabra, let's say the Luxor Hotel in Las Vegas for pyramids, shout out to Eid, Shasta Soda, Sharks and Trees,
What's that one? Sorry.
Sharks and trees.
Sharks, trees, ciabatta, chupacabra, and the Luxor Hotel.
Well, ciabatta is like from the 80s, I think, 1980s. Chupacabra is fairly new, but I think before the 80s. So I would put that before that. I have no idea when the Luxor was built. I think it was at least before I was born, but I don't know anything beyond that. Sharks are the old... Well, no. Sharks are trees. Sharks are super old, and I kind of want them to be the beginning of this list just because it's a funnier answer than trees.
Yeah, aren't sharks prehistoric, basically?
Yeah, so are trees, though. I mean, trees have been around. But so sharks are trees, which is older? I'm putting sharks first just because it's funnier. So I'd say sharks, trees, Shasta Soda, Luxor, Vegas, Chupacabra, Ciabatta? Ciabatta's new, Dana. Ciabatta's like from the 80s.
Is it really?
It okay. is.
The Luxor like was built in the 70s, I believe.
70s, okay. So Chupacabra would come before Luxor. So maybe end my list with Luxor, Chupacabra, Luxor, Ciabatta?
No. But all pretty close. No, you're right. So sharks are the earliest. Yeah, they predate trees in the fossil record by like 100 million years. Mm. So sharks, trees, Shasta Soda from 1889. The Luxor was October. Oh, then Ciabatta, 1982. Yeah. The Luxor Hotel was October of 93, and Chupacabra is from March of 95.
Nice. Good work, Kara.
All right.
Excellent work. Very good. Thanks. Yeah, Ciabatta, and interestingly, Ciabatta couldn't be without modern production. Ciabatta needs to have a very high gluten flour, which wasn't really available until modern production means came up. That's why.
Interesting.
Nice. To me, anyway. All right. Thanks. Great show. Bye.
Thank you. And Kara, I think it is... wait a minute. Did we go through all the questions?
We did. We repeated them.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm shocked that the Luxor is from the 90s. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That
sounds right.
Things
sounds right. They had laser beams and yeah, it's newish. Yeah.
I mean, laser beams could come later. I don't know. Okay. Five new sports will be contested at the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Three sports that are returning and two that are making their Olympics debut. What are they?
So some have been at the Olympics previously, and then they're...
That is correct. Three have been at the Olympics previously, and two are brand new to the Olympics.
So is baseball returning?
Baseball is returning. So that means baseball, softball, ball.
Yeah. Well, I was going to use those as two different ones. No?
They are listed as the same one for whatever reason.
They shouldn't be. Okay.
You know, only because you said baseball, I know they're going to play some kind of football, but it's not your regular football. So is it something like flag football?
Yes. Flag football is one of them.
All right.
That's one of the two new ones.
Yeah. And the old ones.
So we're looking for two more returners, right?
Two that have been contested before and one that is new.
The old ones. I always want to say badminton because they play badminton. It's something like that, though, I think. What's a sport where you use a racket, Hillary?
Well, there's ping pong, tennis, table tennis,
it's called.
Yeah. Oh, that's thank you.
But that's
continuous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about pickleball? Is that going to be in?
That's such a good guess. It is not. At least not yet. But
it's squash.
Yes, squash is the other new one.
Okay.
Very good.
That's it for me.
That's an old sport to be making. Okay. So we're just looking for two more returners, right?
That is correct.
Okay. Good.
Huh. All right, leave it out.
All right.
And Lori, why don't you take a quick question here?
Yeah, I do have a quick question from frequent listener and caller Sue Schweik. She heard this on public radio this week. This week, Tim Walz, vice presidential candidate, referred to the wonderful TV show Our Gang, suggesting that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance seem to be running for a club that was a prominent club in our gang. They wanted to be the leaders of the club that was in our gang. What's the name of that club?
I know that at some point they on their clubhouse, they had something like the I Hate Girls Club or the...
You're very close. We're looking for the exact language, but you're in the right department.
What about No Girls
No Women Allowed. No Girls Allowed. I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
Very close. Should we leave? Let's leave it off for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're very close. It has something to do with that, with a cute clubhouse title. Well,
but they were all in love with Darla, so that didn't make much sense.
Who wasn't?
And it's not the No Girls Club with an S?
It's not the No Girls Club with an S.
No Girls Allowed.
Circling around. Both male, I'll say this, both males and females are mentioned in the title of the club. So half of it's about women, half of it's about the other gender.
Huh. All right.
Right there. Okay. Callers, we got a few minutes. Get in there.
And other gender, by the way.
And other, okay.
And other.
All right. Since you all threw in a question, I will throw in a quick question here, too, and we'll get on with calls. What actor has had the largest number of biographies written about them?
Ooh.
377.
No.
Yeah. What actor has had the largest number of biographies written about them? 377. I mean, this is worldwide and all languages and, you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah. It's got to be somebody who's been around a while.
No, I would go the other way. I think this might be like a James Dean, Marilyn Monroe situation.
Good.
I'm going to guess Monroe.
No.
Okay. Now you can go with your long lived actor.
I'm thinking John Wilkes Booth or one of those kind of people.
Oh, well, so smart.
Yeah. Actor. It's somebody who's been in movies. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right.
Changing the rules.
Yeah. Somebody very much in pop culture, it sounds like, yes?
Yeah. Modern culture.
Yeah.
So what actor has had the largest number of biographies written about them? 377.
Besides acting, did this person have a political career like Reagan or...
Yeah.
That's so good being too.
Yeah.
You mean elect, as in running for an office
running for an office or being famous for also doing acting or, you know, like.
Well, this person was very famous, but they didn't have a political career per se.
No. Okay. Or Hedy Lamarr did her spy thing. And so she became interesting, but I don't think they're 300 biography worthy. Wow. No. That's a lot of bad. Okay. All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Hello, greetings from, well, I'm nearby that Dolly Museum. Dana, you want to take another guess at what city in Florida?
Well, I would defer to Kira on this because she knows more about it.
Oh, it's in the Tampa. Is it St. Pete?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. I haven't been there yet, but it's on my
notes. It's quite good. I have been there. It was a long time ago, but it was an enjoyable museum. They had a lot of stuff.
Okay. I said, I'll put it in my melting bucket list. Hey, check this out. In 1945, this was already mentioned by Eve, August 6th and 9th. Is that right? The Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yes.
They were 3 days apart, August 6th and 9th. Okay, what happened in the in-between days, August 7th and 8th in 1974? One's very famous, the other was also internationally known, but substantially more lighthearted.
Did Earth Day start then?
What's that?
Did Earth Day start around then? No,
I'm sorry. Your voice.
Earth Day, like the planet Earth Day. You know,
isn't that in April?
Yeah, it is. Take it off. Take it off the table.
The other A month.
What happened on August 8th, 1974?
No, we don't know.
50 years ago.
Yes.
that didn't help.
Okay. No. Nixon made a famous speech that he was going to resign the next day.
All right.
50 That's years true. Ago. It was a right. kind of a big deal at the time. And what happened on the 7th? Very lighthearted, but also internationally known. August 7th, 1974.
No, we don't know.
Oh, no.
Philippe Petit did a tightrope walk on
the World
that's right, Trade Center. Yeah.
And do you know, I mean, he actually was up there 45 minutes walking back and forth.
Man on the wire.
Isn't that unbelievable? He also did tightrope walks where he stopped and juggled halfway across. What a show off, huh? Can you imagine? Mm. I think that's when he was traversing the Notre Dame, the towers of Notre Dame. He stopped and juggled.
Impressive.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. If you'd like to join us with a quick call, we would love to hear from you. The two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Okay, so we have Kelly, Michael, Chris, and Paul, who all emailed with the He-Man Girl Haters Club.
They haven't. He-Man.
All right. So yeah. That is it. So
that's exactly right. Four people got it. Very good.
Obviously, there's a great deal of interest He-Man. In our game.
Yes.
Or maybe they all want to start their own branch of the He-Man Girl Haters Club.
He-Man Girl Haters Club, the Trump.
The one says the women, He-Man Women Haters Club.
Well, what Sue Schweik told me was that He-Man.
They did say Women Haters. Yes. One said Girl Haters and the other said.
The correct one is He-Man Women Haters, which is the exact thing from our gang also. Yeah. Good work, callers.
But of course, they secretly loved girls. So.
Yes. All right.
So good job on that.
Nice work.
All right. Good job. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Happy day. It's the Albanians, Danny and Sandra.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
And we knew it was the He-Man Girl Haters Club, too.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Is Brando the subject of the most biographies?
He is not.
Okay. How about the Monet Museum in Giverny as one of the museums?
That's an excellent guess. It is not in the top 100, however.
Oh, poo.
It is for me.
Oh, it is, yeah. And the Dali Museum in Paris also, yeah, but that's probably not one.
It is not the Dali Museum in Paris.
Oh, poo. How about Harold Sakata? Was he possibly a weightlifter?
He was a weightlifter, and he weighed for the United States and won the silver medal in 1948.
Really wow.
Good. What a guy.
Yeah.
What a guy. Do you have any other...
What a guy.
No. I'm sure I know your movie question, Dana. It's totally not coming to me.
Oh, well.
I keep thinking it's something like Empire State or Golden Gate, but I can't. Yeah. I can't marry them, so...
All right. So
I'll give you, since you're on the line, I'll give you a hint. They're both on the East Coast. One is a slightly, they're both slightly generic names. So.
Huh.
All right.
I'll think about that while Danny.
All right. Here's a really quick question for the quickest question. What could you do first? Drive coast to coast on a paved highway? Or make a coast-to-coast direct long-distance call. And that's both in living memory.
I think I'm going to guess the long-distance call.
I'm going to guess the highway, because the Lincoln Highway is 1916, right? I think, or something pretty close to that.
Yeah, well, Lincoln Highway is right, Dana, but it was actually only paved coast-to-coast in 1935.
All right.
But the first long-distance call was November 10th, 1951, from Englewood, New Jersey, to Alameda, California.
Oh, how about
so what's it is the coast to coast drive. Nice.
Yeah, okay. That's all we got.
Sorry, Dana. I'm coming up with like Jersey Shore, but that's not it.
All right. You'll hear it soon.
Something in in Washington, Dana. Is it something in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, one of the things is in Washington, D.C., yeah.
White House, Washington. I can't sure get it. Lincoln Highway.
All right. Let's do one more call here. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds of Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to guess with regard to the museum. Would that be Toulouse-Lautrec?
No. I will say that the two single artist museums that are left are both in Spain.
Oh, okay. And I had a guess about the biography or autobiography. Biography.
Biography.
I think they might have said it already. Marlon Brando?
Not Marlon Brando.
That's all I have. Love the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
How about Judy Garland? Judy Garland on the
biography? Not Judy Garland.
Yeah. Nope.
Time to clean up here. So, Kira, we'll start with you.
All right. The California Museum that's on the 100 most visited art museums list that did not get named is the Broad in L.A. Mm. The museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan, that is the Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park.
Oh, Meyer. CM had that. I'm sorry. He mentioned Meyer Gardens.
Then CM is correct. Frederick Meyer Gardens. Yes. And then the last two single artist museums were the Dolly Theater and Museum in Figueres and the Museo Picasso in Malaga.
Ooh.
The five new sports that will be contested at the 2028 Olympics, the two that we didn't get that are both returning are lacrosse and cricket. And that's all I have.
All right.
Didn't know cricket was out. The one I have left is George Patton competed against Jim Thorpe in the pentathlon. He did not medal in 1912, and that's all I have. General Patton's in there.
The four countries to have only one athlete competing at the Paris Olympics this year: Belize, which somebody got, Liechtenstein, Somalia, and Nauru. So you were right, Kira. There is somebody in the Pacific. What are the two most visited tourist attractions in the U.S. that are also complete movie titles? One is Central Park, 1932 film called Central Park. And the other is Union Station. Now, there are many Union Stations, but the one most people think of is in Washington, D.C. Yes, 42 million visit Central Park, 40 million pass through Union Station. The Union Station film was William Holden and Barry Fitzgerald, 1950. What actor had the largest number of biographies written about them? 377. That's Charles Chaplin.
Right.
And so, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our panel today. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, teacher at Davo Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Damian D. Minor for handling the board and phones today. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in. And we hope you enjoyed it. And we do hope you will join us again. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.